And joining us, speaking of Tigers, is a graduate of Clemson, the Clemson Tigers. And she also is the spokesperson for the Coach's Trophy. And by the way, the Coach's Trophy is still the Crystal Trophy, not the one that was hoisted the other night. But it's a beautiful trophy. Matt Doyle is going to post some pictures on our website so you can see it. It's in our lobby as we speak. And Jordan Dunlap, it's something that I'm sure you would have rather seen in Clemson, South Carolina, but you're putting your game face on right now in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Graduate of Clemson, Jordan Dunlap, what do you think about the trophy and all its glory coming to Louisiana State University?
Well, you know, as much as I would have liked it to be in Clemson this weekend, I am certainly happy for the LSU Tigers. They've had a phenomenal season, and, you know, it really was their time this year. So we're happy to be here. We're excited for tomorrow to see Coach O raise that ball over his head. The AFCA Coaches Trophy presented by Amway really is the supremacy in college football, and, you know, everyone gets excited to see that beautiful Crystal football.
This one's valued at $30,000.
That's right, yeah.
It's an 8-pound Waterford Crystal football with an ebony base. And we remember Nick Saban hoisting it in 2004 and January of 2004 and Les Miles in January of 2008 when they won the BCS championships. It's been around since 86, right?
That's right. So this is going to be LSU's third Coach's Trophy since it's been handed out in 1986. But, of course, they have four national championships. The Coach's Trophy has just been around since then, so that's why they have three.
And when completely assembled, as it is right now, the trophy and the base weigh nearly 45 pounds.
That's right. It's a lot of hardware to carry around.
4 feet tall. Mm-hmm. A little over 4 feet tall, as a matter of fact. But it is a great honor that has come to Louisiana State University, and these things don't happen very often. I recall when I was a student at LSU, Mark Carleton, the great Louisiana history professor, he wrote on the board 1908, 1958, and there will not be a title, he predicted, until 2008 because LSU won in 08 and 58. And he almost was right. It was 2003. It took 45 years rather than 50 years. So it took 45, then 4, and then 12, and who knows what comes next. But LSU fans and fans across the country being how they are, I'm sure they're expecting a repeat next year, just as the Clemson people's.
Well, of course. Anyone would want to come back after having visited the national championship this year. But, you know, it's really special to already have three trophies, four national championships. That's a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. I must commend the Clemson fans because there were about 30,000 of them in the Dome. And I walked down Poydras Street with the Clemson fans for the most part, to going back to their various locations after the game. And they were quite gracious, just considering what happened. And when you win 29 in a row, you don't expect to come and lose.
That's right.
By 17 points.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a tough loss, but, you know, we're happy for you guys, you know, here in Louisiana, the great state of Louisiana. I'm already having a time. You guys are very enthusiastic fans, and I know very excited to have this one this year.
Going to the White House today. Is the LSU team. And were you at the game the other night?
I was not at the game, but we actually have half our team up in D.C. We got the Coach's Trophy from the AFCA headquarters in Waco, Texas. So you'll see a trophy there, even though we have one here now.
Really?
Yes.
So I understand there are two trophies, aren't there?
So after this one's awarded to Coach O tomorrow, they will have permanent possession of that trophy, and then a new one will be made for the national champion next year.
So who has possession, the university, or do individuals have possession?
So it's the coach's trophy,
right.
So it's awarded to Coach O, but LSU will be the owner of this trophy that is in your lobby right
well,
now.
Well, that's what happened with Skip Bertman, but he took it with him after he left as athletic director and then sold it on eBay.
Well, it has the LSU name on the plaque on trophy. So,
but the athletic director has custody of it, so I think Skip Bertman needs to buy that trophy back and put it in the lobby somewhere at LSU. That was the university's trophy. That wasn't his trophy to
take. I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. Shame on Skip Bergman for selling it on eBay. What was he thinking?
My goodness.
I mean, and why would you sell something like that?
I mean, you wouldn't want to. It's so beautiful. Everyone wants to come and see it. And speaking of which, we'll actually have an opportunity for fans to come out to see the trophy today. We'll be at the Student Union from 12 until 2, and then we'll also be at the LSU Sports Shop from 4 until 7. So fans can come out, take their picture before it's on stage tomorrow at 12.
Okay, 12 to 2, Student Union, the LSU Union,
yep.
And then 4 to 7 at the Sports Shop. And we're very pleased that you made a stop here before going there.
Well, so. Of course. Thanks for having us today.
And sorry about your Clemson Tigers. I think Trevor Lawrence next year will have a season, maybe not as good as Joe Burrow had, but he has obviously great skills and is a fabulous quarterback who probably will be the top player taken in the 2021 NFL draft.
Right. He'll be back for sure.
There you go. Thank you, Jordan Dunlap.
Thank you.
And we'll return with more Talk Louisiana, your number 877-217-5757, and we'll be back after this brief pause on 89.3 WR. KF. And Matt Doyle tells me that we've actually got another minute to go. So I tell you what, Matt, today would have been the 78th birthday of Muhammad Ali, who was a three-time heavyweight champ of the world, pride of Louisville, Kentucky, born on this day, January 17, 1942. Cassius Marcellus Clay was the name that he was born with. He changed it after he defeated Charles Sonny Liston for the heavyweight championship in February of 1964, Miami, Florida. And before that fight, here is how Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, sounded as he predicted victory over the man they called the Black Bear, the invincible Sonny Liston.
Sonny might be great, but he will leave in 8. If he want to go to heaven, I'll get him in 7. He'll be in a worse of fix if I cut it to 6. If he keeps talking jive, he'll go in 5. If he make me sore, he'll go like more. If he keeps talking about me, I'll get him in 3. If that don't do, he'll fall in 2. And if he run, he'll go in 1.